Next person is going to be Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, 221-1933. Today is 9:30. This is a 91-year-old woman who's been seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Patient has significant confusion, decreased mentation, weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency. Patient is now having trouble swallowing. Patient's family is having to feed her very slowly. She cannot handle most liquids. And she was having difficulty with ambulation, but she's now basically chair bound and she's put in bed with the help of family members, with the help of others. She's at a high risk of fall, period. The caretaker tells me that she's sleeping 16 to 18 hours during the day, has issues with sundowner and anxiety in the evening. The family has tried to calm her down, in quotation, and tried to avoid giving her medication or restraining, and that has worked somewhat. As her mentation has diminished, the patient is mentating less and is much calmer than she used to be, period. Patient had lost 15 pounds initially. It looks like she's lost at least another 3 or 4 pounds per caretaker because she eats very little. Again, she's ADL dependent and meets the criteria for end stage dementia. Given the natural progression of her dementia, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's granddaughter, Jordan, continues to be her primary caregiver along with other family members and assistants. Other issues includes hypertension, hyperlipidemia, weakness, debilitation, weight loss, ADL dependency, and as I said, bowel and bladder incontinence, wears a diaper at all times, spending 16 to 18 hours a day in bed now. Thank you. Let me see if there's anything else I need to say. Oh, the KPS score is 40%. Natural progression of her disease will cause her death most likely in 6 months, as I mentioned. She also has a history of protein calorie malnutrition. At one time required medication for diabetes, but with the weight loss, that hasn't been an issue. Thank you. That's it.